Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Just in this morning, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he will talk with President Trump today. On Tuesday, the president said his phone call with Vladimir Putin was productive. ABC's Patrick Reval is at the foreign desk.
President Trump and Ukraine had agreed to a full 30-day ceasefire with Russia, and they went back to Vladimir Putin. And what they got instead from Putin is an agreement to pause strikes on Ukraine's energy infrastructure for 30 days. It is still significant. It's the first time that the Kremlin has agreed to limit its strikes on Ukraine.
Chief Justice John Roberts issuing a statement last night rebuking President Trump for calling for the impeachment of a judge whose ruling on the deportation of alleged Venezuelan gang members went against his administration. Two NASA astronauts who went into space expecting to be there about a week and wound up staying for 9 months have splashed down and are now in Houston for medical evaluations. This is ABC News. He may have been the last person to see a missing University of Pittsburgh student alive in the Dominican Republic, and now he's been in court.
Joshua Reby appearing in a Dominican courtroom surrounded by cameras. The attorneys for the 22-year-old Iowa man pleading with a judge to allow him to return home to the U.S. Reby saying in court, "I understand I'm here to help, but it's been 10 days and I can't leave." Reby appearing stoic and pensive. He is believed by investigators to have been the last to see University of Pittsburgh student Sadiksha Kananke before she vanished. Telling the judge before Kananke's family left the Dominican Republic, they thanked me and gave me hugs goodbye.
ABC's Ariel Reshev, Kananke's parents, have also asked officials to officially declare her dead. The mayor of one of the world's biggest cities, Istanbul, now under arrest on corruption charges. He's a popular opposition leader and a key rival to Turkey's president. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center. Where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Renish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Our move to Main Street is getting closer and savings are getting bigger. March 17th through 22nd, take 20% off everything in our Church Street location. That's right, 20% off sofas, recliners, beds, and more. These deals won't last, and once we move, they're gone. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street before March 22nd and save big. Main Street, here we come. All sales are final. No refunds or returns.
Dairyland Transport has a lot of experience in transporting temperature-controlled cargo. When you choose Dairyland, you can be confident in knowing your freight is properly monitored and transported at the right temperature and with the latest equipment available. Dairyland Transportation is looking for drivers, offering local, regional, and long-haul drivers. Whether you're transporting refrigerated goods or shipping dry goods and materials, Dairyland is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and reliable performance on every single move. Call 649-3044.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
The weather bears watching today. A high of 41, and then temperatures falling. Northeast winds 15 to 25, with gusts 40 to 45 later today. A winter weather advisory will be in effect for Vernon County from noon until 10 tonight, and a wind advisory for everyone else. We could see that 1 to 2 inches this afternoon, maybe another 1 to 2 tonight as well. Lots of sunshine, but cold tomorrow and 40, and Friday 50 with a 40% chance of scattered light rain. So a roller coaster March weather. Just because first day of spring rolls in Thursday, that doesn't mean much. Right now in WRCO, after a low of 33, no precipitation today. On the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it is 35 degrees. WRCO, WRCE, giving you the wake-up call on a Wednesday.
Somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin. Cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. That's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California.
Blake Shelton's latest. She's probably in Texas. Today, Thursday, March 20th, the 79th day of 2025. It's the wrong day. It says March 19th at the top, but then underneath it says March 20th. I just read what was in front of me, didn't even think about it. Duh. Oh, well, we'll make sure that the Associated Press gets the right day for today. So it's actually only the 78th day of the year. We're jumping the gun a little bit. What's old Hanko doing? I don't know. Inquiring minds want to know. We'll find out together in just a little bit here today from WRCO, WRCE. We're up 2 from the overnight low, 35. No delays or cancellations today. That could change as we get into the day a little bit later. Some things could go by the wayside.
So damn easy to say that life's so hard. Everybody's got their share of battle scars. As for me, I'd like to thank my lucky stars that I'm alive and well. It'd be easy to add up all the pain and all the dreams you sat and watched go up in flames. Dwell on the wreckage as it smolders in the rain, but not me. I'm alive.
She was missing a window on her passenger side. The floorboard was patched up with paper and tar, but I really was something in my old yellow car. An American boy with his hands on of a dream that was made of American steel. Though the seats had the smell of a nickel cigar, I really was something in my
my old yellow car. Somewhere in a pile of rubber and steel, there's a rusty old shell of an automobile. And if engines could run on desires alone, that old yellow car would be driving me home. There's the seat where poor Billy threw up on his date, and where Larry and Sandy could no longer wait. There was no road too winding and nowhere too far, but $2 of gas in my old yellow car. Somewhere in a pile of rubber and steel, there's a rusty old shell of an automobile. And if engines could run on desire, would be driving me home. Take a look at me now, throwing money around. I'm paying somebody to drive me downtown. Got a Mercedes Benz with a TV and bar. God, I wish I was driving my old yellow car. God, I wish I was driving my old yellow car.
Dan Seals on WRCO. That was my first car, an old yellow car, maybe yours as well. They had some unique coloring in the 60s and 70s. Some notes on today, as mentioned, we did get it straight, 78th day of the year, and some things to celebrate. It is Certified Nurses Day, so we salute all of those that take such good care of us. It's National Backyard Day, although it won't be a great day to be standing out in the backyard, but it's also National Take Down Tobacco, National Day of Action Day. It's Chocolate Caramel Day, although some say caramel. I don't know that it matters. It's the same thing. And it's National Poultry Day. So we salute all of those descendants of Speckled Pete, my rooster, back on the old Willow Creek. Coming up, we'll see what old Hank is doing. He'll be strutting around here in just a little bit.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that one-third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance, just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. At Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroqua's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
When it comes to finding great deals on suits, timing's everything. And now's the time, because Macy's semi-annual suit sale is here. Save 40 to 60% on new suits and blazers from Calvin Klein and Michael Kors, with performance suits starting at $99.99. And if you need advice on the perfect fit, Macy's free personal stylists are here at the store and ready to help. If you need a new suit, there's no time like the present, because the Macy's suit sale won't be back until the fall. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Imagine if buying your next vehicle was as simple as, Alexa, find me the vehicle I want. At WCCU Credit Union, we have the next best thing with AutoSmart. Simply visit us at WCCU.coop. Click on AutoSmart and you can enjoy instant access to many new and pre-owned dealer inventories. Best of all, you can get price quotes and even get a pre-approved WCCU auto loan at a great rate. For better solutions from local people you know and trust, visit us today at WCCU.coop and check out AutoSmart. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Richland Grant Telephone Cooperative's annual meeting is Saturday, March 22nd, 2025 at the Blue River Community Building. Join us at 10:30 to stay informed and engaged with your cooperative. We look forward to seeing you.
If your teen has a hard time coping with stress, it may play a role in their use of drugs or alcohol. About 1 in 4 individuals who died by suicide had a reported alcohol issue. Teens who learn to use healthy coping strategies build resilience. Reducing the negative statistics around drug and alcohol use in teens is something all of us at the Richland Hospital and Clinics supports.
Thank you for joining us. It's the midweek edition of The Roundup, Hanko or Fact. Sponsored on WRCO-FM by Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and Syme Funeral Home. It's The Roundup.
The Roundup.
With Phil and Hank. Is Hank full of Hanko? Let's find out now.
It's time for The Roundup.
Cut them out.
Ride
them in.
Cut them out.
Cut them out.
Ride them in.
Hank.
Good morning, young man.
How you doing?
Hello. You know what, Phil? Here's the I about missing a day.
Yes.
Yeah. You wouldn't be good if you're missing a day.
Missing a day?
If you say, hey, how you're doing? Oh, my day's bad. Well, my days are always good. I'm blessed to be up every morning.
Yeah.
Even though I may not feel all that well today.
Oh,
I don't
boy.
Look well ever. But
well.
True.
Need a little castor oil or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perk you up a little bit.
But no. I'm blessed to be up. I'm blessed to be with you. So anyway, how are you?
Thank you. Yes, I'm doing fine.
Good.
Doing fine. Just kind of waiting on the weather. You know, it was nice to be out the last couple of days and walking around and sucking in some fresh air. But today, it'll be a little wet out there.
Yeah, softball starts Tuesday. Looks like I'm not going to get that one in either.
Nope. So. Yeah, somebody told me the other day, like, hey, we got a scrimmage on Saturday. I said, you might. You might, Rabbit. You might.
You might. You might.
You might. I doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt it. But anyway. They have so many fields around here to play on, though. They have
true.
So,
but it isn't going to be real nice. What is it? Saturday high of 38. 30% chance of rain. That's what I'm saying. You know, people always talk about football. I've been so much more cold in the spring than I ever was in the fall.
Yeah, because you're not prepared for it like you were.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not the case. It's a different kind. It's like a damp, and the wind always blows in the spring. Yes. Always blows.
Besides the umpire.
Yeah, and that, yeah. Well, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Cheating the kids.
Cheating the kids again. Mm-hmm. So, anyway.
Have you found any good recipes lately, Hank?
No. You know, I was thinking about frozen pizza. Phil.
Frozen pizza?
Yeah.
Oh, what's,
yeah.
What do you like, the party pack?
Well, you know, you get the two-pack.
The two-pack?
Yeah, I cooked a couple last night.
Did you?
Yeah, just threw them right in the oven when I got home. And
now, do you doctor them up, Hank? Or
No, didn't even take the plastic off this
didn't
one.
You, right?
Oh,
yeah.
So anyway, I thought it'd burn right off. I didn't say you have to unwrap it.
No. That's, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I do know what you mean, because I did something like that many years ago.
June it wasn't recently.
Pizza. It wasn't pizza.
What was
it? But it was, June had some sort of a chicken dish or something, and she had plastic on it in the refrigerator.
Uh-huh.
You know, I didn't think about it. She said, put it in the oven, or I did. So I put it in the oven, didn't take the
Oh, she's plastic, so proud of you.
Right? Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you're used to covering stuff up in the microwave. I don't know. I just did what she said. And she came back in the house, and she said, what smells like burnt plastic? I don't know. So it melted on the chicken.
Melted right on.
But so I did call. I called the poison control center, and they said it should have been fine.
Yeah, it should have been fine.
Nobody else had eaten
it. The petroleum in it. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about
what it. What do you do, Hank?
Uh-oh.
I was just going to say you must be related to my dad, because he did the same thing one time when I was a kid.
Put something
my
in the
mom,
oven with
yeah,
chip,
my mom
plastic.
Told him put the meatloaf in the oven, and he forgot to take the that she had made, and, you know,
mm-hmm. There
it
you
was
go.
Wrapped, and he forgot to take the...
What do you do?
Saran wrap off.
She didn't say that. She just said, put it in the oven. So you do it. Yeah, right.
As a man, you do anything they ask you.
Absolutely.
Do. Don't do anything more, anything less.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, special guest star, Joanne
yes,
Krulak.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Joanne. Anyway.
Now get back to your office.
So frozen pizza, though. Good stuff. Dude.
Yeah, but
so
no.
You don't throw a bunch of cheese and
I'd usually
mushrooms.
Do. Here's the thing. If I have a frozen pizza, it depends on what kind it is. It's usually pepperoni.
Oh.
But also, you can also buy the cheese pizza, and I usually doctor it myself.
Right.
I usually put little cubes of ham,
ooh,
pepperoni,
uh-huh,
more cheese.
Oh.
And usually that way. It takes a little bit longer to cook, but it's so... And if you can get the shredded, and I know you don't like this, shredded jalapeno cheese, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Or pepper jack.
Right.
Pepper jack cheese. Absolutely amazing stuff.
Hmm.
So, and I don't eat the pepper jack. You know, I like warm stuff, but I don't eat it for the warm. I like the taste of it. I really do. So,
huh. Good.
So that's the cooking lesson.
That's
today.
Today's cookie lesson that's with Hank.
Yes,
nice job.
Yeah. So
frozen pizza, one of his specialties.
Frozen pizza, yeah, yeah. Hey, I've cooked for you around here a couple
you have.
Of times.
You're not bad. You're not bad. Do you ever put pizza on the grill?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes, I have.
Have
yeah.
You?
So over charcoal.
Uh-huh.
So I like the charcoal the pizza better.
Right.
So you got to be very, very careful how you do that.
Sure, sure. So, same thing in the oven, you know. My kids would say, well, put it in there without the pizza pan. I don't like it without a pizza pan.
I don't
pan.
Either.
No, I don't like my crust crisp.
When I put it on charcoal, I put it on a pan.
Do you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Yep. So
again, cooking tips.
Cooking with Hank.
Man, it's very valuable.
Would you go cooking tips with Hank or cooking tips with Amber?
Amber does a lot better job at
wow.
Quail Run.
Wow.
Yeah, she's...
Hurtful.
Well, just saying. Anyway, what else is going on
well,
today?
You know, the sound of... Here's some Hanker facto, Phil. The sound of E.T. walking was made by someone squishing their hands in Jell-O.
Is that right?
I don't know. You got to tell.
I'm going to say it's true.
It is true. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I got it.
Pelicans, truer Hanko, pelicans eat fish... Mainly. Other than that, they can also eat turtles, crustaceans, I said that word right, and tadpoles. Very hungry pelicans will even attack and eat seagulls.
I think that's Hanko.
Nope, that's true.
Is it really?
It is. It is
wow.
True.
Did not know that.
There are more head and spinal injuries from cheerleading than all other high school and college sports combined.
Oh, boy. I'm going to say that's not true.
It is true.
Is it really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not just a noggin to the head.
Well, so. I would imagine, especially as you get into pyramids and you get into...
Oh, I'm sure. Some of those ladies are... And guys are just absolutely amazing to watch them do what they do.
Right.
But yeah, can you lift me? No.
Right.
Weight limit.
And they're not they don't have a mat underneath them either.
Exactly.
When they land.
I know.
So...
To let the cat out of the bag comes from cats sold as pigs. Dishonest pig sellers would covertly replace the purchased pig with a cat in the bag. Is that true or Hanko?
That's got to be true.
No, it's a bunch
of man.
It's a bunch of hogwash.
I'm swinging and missing here today.
The differences in size, weight, and behavior sound between house cats and pigs make it impossible.
Well,
impossible.
Yeah, right. If
that
were,
a buyer could be deceived by swapping one for the other.
If they were young pigs, you know, like...
They could, but they still make different
small
sounds.
Small babies. Well, I suppose. But.
In Hollywood, California, it is illegal for residents to grow bamboo, a highly invasive plant, Philip. Sounds good, doesn't it?
I think that's true.
No, it's a bunch of
hate. Papers.
Will pandas protest, Philip?
I'm stinking it up here today.
The word swag is an acronym for souvenirs, wearables, and gifts.
I don't think so.
No, that's swagger. That's a bunch of hanko. Swaggerific, but crap. The word swag is not an acronym, but get that one correct.
Swag. I love that, the term swag bag.
Yeah, you know, swag bags.
You get a bunch of stuff at, you know, if you go to a career fair or something, you can pick up all these different things.
Or
you go to a concert, you can buy a bunch of, like, a hat and a guitar pick and, you know.
You have people bringing this to you.
I know. So, got some pretty cool stuff in here.
Giraffes have the same number of vertebrae or neck bones as humans.
You know what? I think that's true.
And just let's see here. Well, it is true, Philip. It's no tail, no tall tail. Humans and giraffes have the 7 individual neck bones. Human neck bones are 1/2 inch long, and the giraffe neck bones are 10 inches long.
I was going to say. A little bit different.
It's getting up there. Yeah. If I just had one of them little guys, I would have been.
You could be taller.
Be 6'9".
Uh-huh, right.
That would be nice.
Well, your shoulders would be like, you know, 5'7", but
right,
your head would be up there.
Hey, how's the weather up there?
Slam dunk with your forehead.
Well, wow, you're a good man to me.
Uh-huh.
All right, here's the last one for you.
All right.
In 2025, this year, famed movie director Tim Burton is due to create his own characteristically dark, again, I got that word right, dark movie vision of the children's classic Peter Pan titled Shadow of the Pan.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, you're right, Phil. Did we hook you, though? Sorry, it's a fairy tale.
Oh, boy. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, yeah. I was about 50-50 or so today.
No, you wasn't bad. Not bad. No. Some of them were tough.
Yeah, they were.
So you think I do that purposely, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
It hurts my feelings.
You
so.
Do, yeah.
So
you don't have to work too hard to make me look foolish. So.
Oh, I don't.
There you go. Nope.
And neither do you. Together, two fools make what?
That's right.
What
two
do
fools.
We,
what, I don't know.
I don't know
make
either.
Idle work?
Maybe. But well, anyway, I hope you have a good day.
We'll let you get back.
Dodge the raindrops and the snowflakes.
Right,
tonight.
Right. Yeah. So, we haven't put the snow shovels away yet.
No, just put them away for the wind.
Yeah, they blow
Someone
across.
Someone set them in there on my chair. I don't know what that means.
Okay. Well, I don't
Was
know
that either. You?
Yeah, clean your desk.
Have a good day. Be kind.
Sounds good. That's Hank Bray.
What do you think of when you hear the word insurance? Careful now. The kids may be listening, so keep it clean. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. You're not alone in those thoughts. In fact, we may even agree with you on some of your thoughts regarding insurance. When I hear insurance, I think promise. A policy at State Farm equates to a promise. A promise to make you whole again. A promise to have a local agent by your side paired with a company that has the financial strength to back up that promise. Visit us at juliekarens.com. Give us a call or stop by the office in downtown Richland Center.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
This Saturday, March 22nd, competitors will gather at Wisconsin Riverside Resort for the Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship Cornhole Tournament. Registration begins at 10 a.m. The bags start flying at 11. Teams can enter for $20, and participants are encouraged to bring their own bags and a partner. For those without a teammate, organizers will assist in pairing up players.
Pre-registration is recommended, and if interested, call or text Nicole at 412-5788 or Bill at 588-5156. Proceeds from this event go towards the Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship, which supports River Valley High School graduates pursuing vocational or technical college. With a great cause behind the competition, players and spectators alike can expect a fun and meaningful day at Wisconsin Riverside Resort this Saturday, March 22nd.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
1953, and this day, here's your history lesson. The 25th Academy Awards, the greatest show on earth, would win the Oscar for Best Picture. Texas Western, now the University of Texas at El Paso, became the first team to have five black players in the starting lineup. The year was 1966 in a game against top-rated Kentucky. Also, it was in 2003 when President George H.W. Bush announced that coalition forces had begun an invasion of Iraq. Some notes on today, birthdays and anniversaries coming up, courtesy of the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday wishes, Deanna Severson, from your friends of the Women's Relief Corps. Happy wishes to Heather Coleman from Dad, Martha, Dan, Brianna, Andy, Emerson, Bethany, along with Nova, Danielle, Ryan, Devin, Joe, Debbie. They all say have a very special day. Happy birthday to Molly Rutherford from residents and staff of Schmidt Within Hills. To Elda Dietz, from the Bloom City Town Crier, Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions, saluting Pat Clark, Dan Doherty, also Avery Frazier, and Riley Kinney, along with Heather Myers. From the Richland Center Lions, happy birthday to Warwick Wolf, Janelle Ryan, Todd Lemke, and also to Charles McBain Jr. A wish for Linda Wanless's birthday from the in-laws. Happy birthday to Linda Wanless and Elias Gomez from the Beulah Wesleyan Church. Plus, happy anniversary wishes to Avery and Carissa Hatfield today on March 19th.
Is it his birthday, his graduation, his retirement, his anything? This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and we now have more gift items for guys than ever. Glock watches, men's bracelets, rings, estate items, silver bullet bullion, or custom engraved dog tags. Maybe you want to have his favorite item engraved, like a hammer, a knife, or a motorcycle part. We do full custom engraving on most metal items. This can really be a super cool gift. Shop J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center for your men's gifts.
Well, it's about time. Time for a blind date. That's right, a blind date with Steve, Bailey Paint and Decorating's blind man. Steve takes the stress out of fitting new window treatments by handling all the measuring and installation. Whether it's cellular, pleated, roller, or solar blinds, new window treatments will give your home a fresh look. And for a limited time, receive a free cordless lift upgrade on select Graber shades. Make a blind date today. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, we help you live life to the fullest. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour and see why Schmidt Woodland Hills feels like home.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's Apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium bird seed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
Weather conditions, road conditions could certainly change rapidly today, so be aware. And my mother used to say, get your running done and get home before you get snowbound. That won't happen today, but 1 to 3 inches possible by late afternoon, maybe another 1 to 2 inches possible for tonight. Winter weather advisory for Vernon County for later today as well. Right now, 35 on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer.
Hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. That I love her. I woke up this morning, realized what I had done. I stood alone in the cold gray dawn and knew I'd lost my morning sun. I lost my head and I said something. Comes the heartaches that the morning brings. I know I'm wrong, but I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. So hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? The most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? If you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out.
Charlie Rich, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl, tell her I'm sorry. Sorry I didn't take the plastic off the chicken before I put it in the oven. Anyway, coming up next, Joanne has the news. I'll check sports. We'll have our trivia question of the day as well. All a part of an action-packed Wednesday here with WRCO.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Our move to Main Street is getting closer and savings are getting bigger. March 17th through 22nd, take 20% off everything in our Church Street location. That's right, 20% off sofas, recliners, beds, and more. These deals won't last, and once we move, they're gone. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street before March 22nd and save big. Main Street, here we come. All sales are final. No refunds or returns.
100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 35 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. A winter weather advisory is in effect for Vernon County from noon to 10 today. A wind advisory is in effect for the rest of the area this afternoon through late tonight. Windy with rain developing this morning, then turning to wet snow this afternoon. 1 to 3 inches of snow is possible by late afternoon, with the heaviest north in the northwest areas. Our high today of 41 will fall in the afternoon, and northeast winds 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts to 40 to 45 miles per hour. Tonight, windy and colder with snow ending by late evening. Another 1 to 2 inches is possible, with a low of 24 and northerly winds 15 to 25 miles per hour, with gusts to 40 miles per hour early, then northwesterly 15 to 20 miles per hour later. In Richland Center, we have west to southwest winds at 8 miles per hour, and it's 35 degrees, and we have received a trace of precipitation.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your Ryder, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Beginning April 21st, Richland County will have a new administrator. The Richland County Board of Supervisors approved the hiring of current Health and Human Services Director Tricia Clements as the new county administrator at last night's county board meeting. County Board Chair Dave Turk said that this, of course, will leave an opening for the Health and Human Services Director. The board also approved Brittany Paulus as the new administrator of Pine Valley Community Village. Angela Wall has been serving as the interim director. Interim County Administrator Derek Kalish reminded the board in public that anyone interested in serving District 3, which is vacant following the death of Marty Brewer, should submit a letter of interest. All letters of intent are due by 4 o'clock Friday, March 28th. More information can be found on the Richland County Government website. He also reported that they have reposted an opening for the County Finance Administrator. Kalish reported that the candidate who accepted the position backed out at the last minute. Richland County Highway Commissioner Josh Elder reported that work on the West Bridge to the campus will begin next month. The cost of replacing the bridge can be covered by the state grant of $2 million available to campuses that are closed. The Richland County Board of Supervisors approved a resolution covering short-term rental property. The resolution was brought forward to ensure that the quality of a short-term rental operating within the county is adequate for protecting public health, safety, and general welfare by establishing a minimum standard of space for human occupancy and parking, adequate level of maintenance, and the responsibilities of owners and property managers operating or managing these rental properties for tourist or transient occupants. The cost to a short-term rental owner will be $25 per year and will not take effect until January 1st, 2026. The Richland County Campus Reconfiguration Committee met to discuss how to move forward with various aspects of the campus and grounds last night before the county board meeting. Simons Recreation Complex provides Richland County with spaces and programs for physical activity, social interaction, and promotes the overall well-being of the community. The outdoor spaces, consisting of the county's tennis courts, soccer field, and walking trails, are in close proximity to Simons Recreation Complex. Use of the county's tennis courts, soccer field, and walking trails enhance the overall user experience of Simons Recreation Complex and provide additional opportunities for outdoor fitness-related activities. The Campus Reconfiguration Committee asked the Richland County Board of Supervisors to give oversight and associated responsibilities of the county's tennis courts, soccer field, and walking trails to the director of the Simons Recreation Complex. The full Board of Supervisors approved the request. In other action taken by the board last night, the board approved a resolution requesting no federal or state cuts to Medicaid, a creation of a new code of ethics committee made up of citizens to meet if an ethics concern arises within the Board of Supervisors, applying for the 2026 Farmland Preservation Grant, authorization for the Land Conservation Department to apply for a joint allocation grant from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, and gifts to the Simons Recreation Complex from the Simons Recreation Complex Foundation, totaling $21,545. A lawsuit has been filed in the death of two brothers who drowned in a retention pond in Sun Prairie. The Wisconsin State Journal reports the parents of 8-year-old Legend Sims and his 6-year-old brother Antoine filed the lawsuit against the city, school district, and a bus company. The young brothers fell through the ice last January after they got off the bus. The suit alleges officials knew the area where the students were being dropped off was dangerous and that children had been playing in the pond. The family has also lobbied the city to put up a permanent security fence around the pond. The prospect of not passing a state budget on time or at all concerns Democrats in the Wisconsin legislature. State Senate Minority Leader Diane Hesselbein said Tuesday that not passing a budget is unacceptable and reckless. She said Republicans control the Senate and the Assembly would be completely responsible for the delay. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue explained Republicans' thinking. He said they're waiting on some cases before the state Supreme Court to get more clarity on the veto power of the governor. The Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee has scheduled budget listening sessions next month in Kaukauna, West Allis, Hayward, and Wausau. The Wisconsin State Assembly approved a bill requiring local sheriffs to seek proof of citizenship from those in their custody who have been arrested for a felony. Republican Speaker Robin Voss says it shouldn't be controversial to ask sheriffs to verify someone is in the country legally and cooperate with ICE. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer called the legislation a political stunt. Under the bill, sheriffs who fail to comply would put their county at risk of losing up to 15% of their state aid. The legislation now heads to the state Senate. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has said he'd veto the bill. St. Croix Chippewa Tribal Chair Thomas Fowler did not mention the Trump administration by name during the annual State of the Tribes address on Tuesday, but the tribal leader briefly alluded to what's happening in Washington. In his remarks to a joint session of the legislature, Fowler said it's no secret that there is some uneasiness surrounding the recent changes at the federal government level and what this may mean for tribes and our people, Fowler said. Tribes have navigated through administrations that have worked hard to uphold treaties and responsibilities and sought to strengthen relationships with tribes and others that have done poorly. He said Wisconsin tribes stand ready to defend their rights and sovereignty.
Special alert! Town and Country TV and Appliance in Reedsburg and Richland Center has super savings on KitchenAid dishwashers. For a limited time, get a $150 rebate on the best dishwashers in the business, like the Whisper Quiet models featuring 360-degree max jet technology. With 50 targeted jets across 4 wash arms for sparkling clean dishes every time. See these dishwashers on display at Town & Country TV & Appliance, 2490 Highway 14, Richland Center, or online at Town & Country RC.
Today is Wednesday, March 19th. David Franklin Spiegel, 89 of Muscadet, died March 7th at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held today at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet, with military rites to be conducted by the Muscadet American Legion Post. Burial will be held in St. John's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Gym this morning from 10 until 10:45, when a rosary will be prayed before the procession to the church for the Mass and service at 11. Memorials may be directed to the Bluebird Restoration Association of Wisconsin or the Muscadet Sportsmen's League. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for David Franklin Spiegel, 89, of Muscadet. Dorothy A. Baker, 92 of Arena, died March 10th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held today at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with burial in the Arena Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home today from 10 until the time of service at 11. Dorothy A. Baker, 92 of Arena. Mary L. Ostrander, 72 of Boscobel, died last Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Blue River Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Mary L. Ostrander, 72 of Boscobel. Charles E. Chuck Lewis, 70 of Boscobel, died March 8th. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be at the Homer Cemetery in Hickory Grove. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund will be established. Charles E. Chuck Lewis, 70 of Boscobel. Robert James Whelan, 88 of Cazenovia, formerly of Racine, died February 25th at home. A memorial service will be held Saturday at noon at the Wilson Funeral Home in Racine. Burial with military honors will take place at West Lawn Memorial Park. Friends may call at the Wilson Funeral Home Saturday from 11 until the time of service at noon. Memorials may be made to the River Valley Veterinary Clinic in Reedsburg to assist individuals in caring for their pets. Robert James Whelan, 88 of Cazenovia, formerly of Racine. Delbert J. Banker, 89 of Rockbridge Township, died Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Woodstock Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Delbert J. Banker, 89 of Rockbridge Township. Eldon E. Bulow, 70 of Hill Point, died March 12th at home. A memorial service will be held at 11 o'clock Friday, March 28th, at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Friday, March 28th, from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Eldon E. Bulow, 70 of Hill Point. Donna Janine Reed, 91 of Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, March 29th at 11 o'clock at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday, March 29th from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to the First Baptist Church. Donna Janine Reed, 91 of Richland Center. Bruce F. Kovars, age 63, died Thursday after a courageous battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, May 3rd from 1 to 5 at events at Castle Rock Rural Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Bruce F. Kovars, age 63. Brian L. Lawrence, 62 of Richland Center, died suddenly Friday at the Richland Hospital. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home of Richland Center is assisting the family of Brian L. Lawrence, 62 of Richland Center. Aloysius L. Al Bauer, 71 of Rural Plain, died Saturday at Orchard Manor Nursing Home in Lancaster following a battle with mesothelioma cancer. A celebration of life will take place at a later date. A private burial will be in St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery in Loretto. Memorials may be made to a Grace Hospice Care, UW Carbone Cancer Center, or a charity of your choice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family of Aloysius L. Al Bauer, 71 of Rural Plain. Ruth Marie Hansen, 90 of Richland Center, died Saturday at Pine Valley Community Village. Graveside services are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center for Ruth Marie Hansen, 90, of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Melissa Spiller and Henry Bissett had a daughter, Evelyn Roslyn Ray.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.